call the conference call to order. This is July 15th. It's 8:33. This is the conference call with the Fish and Wildlife Commission. And the first item on our agenda is cucumber and urgent rule change.
Excuse me, Gary?
Yes.
I just want to confirm. It's you, Miranda, Jay, Larry, and David, correct?
Conrad.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh, and Connie. And then we have three folks here, Georgia Prosek, Patty Carter, and Ann Kuhn, all from Puyallup.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Deputy Director Joe Storr, do you want to introduce the staff?
Yeah, with me, Commissioner, is Jim Scott, the Assistant Director for the Fish Program, and Bob Sizemore. Bob's a research scientist with the Fish Program, is going to lead the discussion on the WAC revisions.
And okay, thank you. Sorry, I forgot to give the list of the people attending the call, but our first item is the cucumber urgent rule change, and Bob Sizemore, I think, is going to present that to us, where this is an action required. So, Bob, could you lead us through that?
Sure. This is a proposal for the commercial sea cucumber and sea urchin license reduction program. This is enabled in statute. Staff gave a presentation to the commission on June 1st. That was done by Rich Childers. There was testimony by Casey Baker in support of the proposal that was given on June 1st. And Casey Baker is an industry member with the fisheries. The proposal today is to increase the dollar amounts on the sea cucumber, sea urchin license buyback programs. And the amounts would be $20,000 for sea urchin licenses and $60,000 for sea cucumber licenses. This would require commission action. So today we're proposing that the commission adopt the rule as written in these dollar amounts for the license buyback.
Thank you, Bob. Will we have any discussion or questions from the commissioners?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
Thanks, Bob. I think I recall as when we were briefed that staff provided us information on where this money is coming from. Isn't it a fund that is generated by some taxes applied to the industry? Doesn't the industry contribute this money, or where does this money come from?
The industry helps set up this program and is totally funded by the industry, and is through fish taxes, license transfers, and license renewals. Okay. So those three sources of transactions totally fund this buyback program.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Sorry.
Mr. Vice Chair?
No, I was about to make a motion, so let's hear from Commissioner Mankin.
Well, I was about to make a motion, too, so, Madam Chair, you go forward.
Okay.
And I'm about to make a second.
I move to adopt permanent amendments to WAC 220-95-100 and 220-95-110 as recommended by department staff.
I second that.
And I hear a second from Commissioner Mankin. Is there any further discussion? Okay. We have a motion and a second to move to adopt the permanent amendments for WAC 220-95-100 and 220-95-110 as recommended by the department staff. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. Motion passed. Thank you very much.